me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood!
King of Crash!
The Colossus of Cloud! The Colossus of Cloud!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producers George Katsarilos. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We'll try to give you an estimate of what your item might sell for in a current auction. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776. And somebody has to claim this prize. This is like 3 weeks in a row. We're giving away two boxes, a 2015 Topps Heritage baseball box and an Upper Deck Series 2 hockey box. Vince announces the winner at the end of the show, and all the winner has to do is email Vince at ERC Delivery, and his company will, free of charge, deliver the item right to your door. So give us a call. Get in on it.
I'm going to show my Cub fandom right now and say, today's the day. It's going to happen today. Somebody's going to win it, email me, and I'm going to deliver it.
I'll tell you, yesterday was the day for me. What a day yesterday. Bill, I heard you had... you were actually in on this. This has been worked on. Yesterday was my birthday. And at T-Crown, all of a sudden, Vince and my son, Joe, bring in this item. There were a few people already there. This was like the most surprised that I've ever been in my life. I tweeted a picture of the item. They put together this Pete Maravich collage with a signed check. Double signed by Pete Maravich and PSA DNA. I collect Hall of Fame autographs. I think this gives me all 50 of the top 50 all time, which I had pretty much given up on. And Bill, thank you. I heard that you, when you saw Vince that at that show and got him the Clint Eastwood, there was also some Maravich wheeling and dealing going on, huh?
Yeah, we planned this whole thing out of several weeks.
I was absolutely speechless, dumbfounded. I could not believe it. And that big card with the Triple Crown thing, and somehow, like, my oldest son, Jim, is in the UK. Somehow his signature got sent via, like, I don't even know how that got on there.
It was a cut signature, you know? Cut signature.
Right.
Bill's on there, too.
Right, there's signatures from all around the world on the thing. Anyway, that was quite the day. That was something else. And also on T-Crown Tom, you can tweet me pictures of items, and we will use those items. If we use them on the show, you'll get in the drawing. Now, you can email me an item during the week, and if I tweet it, a picture of it. For instance, this week, this is a neat item, Bill. Radio show listener emailed me this photo. I tweeted it on a picture of it. It's a Super Bowl, and it took me a little bit of math to figure this out. Super Bowl XLIX, which is actually 49, ticket signed by Tom Brady and Steiner authenticated. So I was looking it up, and just an unsigned ticket goes for $100, $150. So I'm thinking with Brady sign on there, that's got to be at least $500, don't you think, Bill?
I would think so. Yeah, I can't imagine he signed too many of those unless, you know, this did a private signing, in which case, where'd they get the ticket?
Yeah, it didn't look like they did, because maybe Steiner did a signing with Brady and people could bring things in, and that's how they got the certificate for it. But there's nothing on eBay that I found of Brady signed Super Bowl ticket, either active or sold. So I don't think there's a ton of them out there. So that's got to be a good item. He was Super Bowl MVP, and he did put that. Actually, that inscription is on the ticket. You can see it here. SB49 MVP. So, yeah, that's a pretty neat item.
And over time, that's just going to get even more valuable and more valuable. I mean, MVP of the game. Hey, Bill, I'm curious, what's the most, like, valuable collectible from any Super Bowl? Is there an item you can think of that, you know, might be the holy grail of Super Bowls?
Boy, I tell you, Vince, I mean, you may, if you could find, you know, game-worn equipment or game-worn jerseys, which I don't know that many have ever surfaced from some of the early Super Bowls, that would probably fall into those categories. The tickets and the programs from the early Super Bowls are $500 to $1,000, a lot of them, depending on condition. That was back, I know the early Super Bowls, they to find a full ticket is virtually impossible because they tore the tickets. Now they scan them.
Gotcha. Well, Bart Starr, if you're listening, call the show. I'm sure you have a few things in your closet you know we'd like to talk about on the show.
A Super Bowl-worn helmet would be nice. Yeah, any game-worn stuff. But just to sum up yesterday, when everybody was in there, a lot of times my wife and I will kind of joke over the years. I've had T-Crown for 25 years, and every Christmas we watch It's a Wonderful Life. And we always say it's like I'm like George Bailey, and that's the building and loan is T-Crown. Yesterday was like that final part where everybody was in there. I mean, that's what it felt like. It was unbelievable. Bill and Vince, I just thank you once again. That was really an incredible day, is all I can say about that.
Glad you had a great birthday, Tom.
Oh, man. So the number's 312-332-3776. Give us a call, and we will try to give you an estimate of what certain things might sell for in a Huggins and Scott auction, which I have some prices. I didn't get to many of them last week. Bill was what you were off for your birthday. Sorry, now I feel like we should have done something for your birthday, Bill. You were off last week, but we had a ton of phone calls on the show last week, Bill.
That's what Josh said. He got up at 4:45 to do the show.
Right. Yeah, in California, that's a little early. Yeah, and I found out during the week that a lot of people from that time zone like to listen online during the week, actually, because you know, some of them just can't get up that early. Oh, boy, people are starting to send the tweets already here. So now let's see. Yesterday, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had a quadruple bypass, which I know you guys had a Kareem Lakers jersey and shorts sell in the April Huggins and Scott auction. $9,500, I think, was the final bid on that one. I don't think Kareem, I think he kind of gets overlooked with guys like Russell and Chamberlain from the old days, and then some of the newer centers, you know, like Shaq and, you know, Olajuwon and Ewing and those guys. But Kareem was a great clutch player and really unstoppable offensively. He had this hook shot that he had range, like 20-foot range on a hook shot that was really pretty incredible, and a great college player. So it's good that he made it through that surgery, okay, the quadruple bypass.
That was an emergency surgery, too. So,
I wonder if he passed out or something or whatever, but happy to hear that happen. And then leading up to the auction, I had talked about the lady who used to work at the department store in Naperville called Brokers, who brought in, this Brokers is no longer, it was in downtown Naperville, no longer there. I remember it from when I was a kid, terrorizing the streets of Naperville. But she had brought in Banks and Aparicio Heartland statues, still in their original boxes with Brokers price tags on them, like $1.98. I told her, you know, those might go $400 or $500 in an auction. The two of them went for $800 in the Huggins and Scott auction. Those, I don't know if you saw those, Bill, but those were the whitest Heartland statues. A lot of times they've yellowed already. Those things were beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know that they were ever out of the boxes.
I don't think so. I think she had them in a drawer, actually, and that's where they were. All right, we've got the Riverview guy is on the line. What's up, Riverview guy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy birthday, Tom.
Thank you.
Are you 21 again?
I am. It mentally, I'm 21. Physically, I'm 91. Riverview guy.
Oh, You're about my age then.
Yeah, right.
I've got a movie prop. I have documentation on it from Blue Moon Studios. It's a part of the crane assembly from the movie The Abyss with Ed Harris and Michael Biehn and Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Well, any movie props are going to go for some money. I guess it just depends, you know, how big of a movie it comes from. I don't know that that one would do all that great. That probably wouldn't be Huggins and Scott auctionable, but some movie props can go for some big money. Like if you had some famous scene where a guy's holding an item and you auction that, can you think of anything like that, Bill, that you've ever had that's been a big item?
Well, I know we had a spoon or a fork from the Flintstones movie.
Oh, there you go.
It was a gigantic spoon or fork that was a prop from the Flintstones movie.
There you go. You remember what that went for?
I don't. It's probably in our archive.
Yeah, that had to be a few $100s.
Sure.
Fred Flintstone, come on.
Now, were the Flintstones a Hanna-Barbera production?
I think
they
so.
Were also the Jetsons, so it's all kind of tied like that.
That's right.
That's your Astro. That's a good Astro.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we have Doug from Gray's Lake on the line. What's new, Doug? What do you have?
I've got a picture from it's a Joe Louis picture. It's a very old picture, and it's about 7.5 by 10, and it's stamped on the front, compliments of Charlie's, I can't read the rest of it, Something Boogie Cafe, and it's 34-something-something Boulevard in Chicago, and it's signed in ink fountain pen, Joe Louis.
That's pretty cool. So that's got to be, is there any date with the signature?
No date. I mean, you can tell it's fountain pen because the Joe is really crisp. Louis is pretty crisp, and then at the end, it can tell it's just smudged by with his finger at the end of it.
What do you think, Bill? A couple hundred on that or more?
Yeah, I would say it, a lot would depend on kind of how it would display, Doug, as opposed to if you framed it and put it up on your wall. Does it look?
Oh, it's already
a nice spot.
It's framed and put on a wall. I had a friend of mine die, and his family gave this to me just because he liked it so much, and I tried to get him to have it appraised, and he never did. And then he died, and they gave it to me.
It's
framed up really nice.
I like the memorabilia of the old heavyweight boxers. It's too bad how far downhill the heavyweight boxing has gone. I can't even name one now, to be honest with you. You used to look forward so much to whoever Ali was fighting, or you know, they had such great matchups with Frazier and Foreman, and then you had Mike Tyson. Now there's nobody, but. Yeah, that's a neat item. I think that's always going to have some very good value to it.
Well, I can see something in the corner of the photo right now, and it looks like a date. I didn't see that before. Hold on a second.
Don't be writing it on there now, Doug. Well, no. We will know. You can't put anything. Well,
I'm telling you guys, this is classic original stuff. I mean, have you ever heard of Charlie Something Boogie Cafe in Chicago?
I've been looking it up the last few minutes here. Nothing is pulling up.
Charlie Boogie Cafe. That's pretty neat. So do you see the date? Time's running out, Doug.
It's 5-1-1, and then I can't read the last part of it.
Okay, so May 1st, and we'll hope it's from the 30s. That would help the value of it, don't you think, Bill?
Yeah.
If it was the day of or the day after an actual match, like some of those boxing matches, I think it'd get like 80 million people listening on the radio. It was nuts.
Absolutely.
How big some of them were.
Yep.
So
he should send a picture. Definitely send a picture. Either
yeah,
tweet
I'd like
that
to see
Tom
that.
Or send an email of that pic.
I would like to see that. The number is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a Topps Heritage baseball box 2015. And an Upper Deck Series 2 hockey box. Anybody that calls with a question, 312-332-3776. Or if you tweet me a picture of an item, we use it on the air. During the week, you can email Tom at tcrowntom.com. And if I use it on the air, you also get in the drawing. And yesterday, I had, what was the name? I think it was Corey, okay, Vince. Corey from Twitter sent a picture of a Topps Murad Derrick Rose autographed rookie card number 6 of 10. And I told him we'd talk about it on the show today, but and really I wanted to see how Rose looked in the first game of the playoffs. And boy,
He looked really good, didn't he?
He looked really good. His speed is back 100%, it looks like. And if he can keep playing that way, it looked like rookie similar cards, not the exact one, but another rookie auto to 10, $150 to $200. But if the Bulls can make a long run and he stays healthy through the playoffs, I could see his stuff taking a jump from there. I don't know that he and Jimmy Butler can play or shoot any better than they did last night.
Oh, man. They were in sync yesterday. Amazing.
It looked going into the series, there was a I'll get to this after the first break, but I want to talk about some of the defensive metrics that Teddy Greenstein had written about in Friday's Tribune, where it looked like the Bulls guards would be, that would be the toughest defense for the Bulls, and that the big guys would have to do the scoring. Gasol actually was kind of cold last night. He was hitting the front of the rim on his shots. I think their big guys can play a lot better than they played. But the guards, Butler and Rose, seeing them together and healthy, what a combo
that
is.
They are quick.
Strong, fast, and good. You know, that's two guards that you don't want to mess with if you're an NBA guard.
They looked quicker than Milwaukee, and Milwaukee's a pretty quick team also.
Michael Carter-Williams is a really long, good defensive player. So we'll get to that after the break. 312-332-3776 is the number. I can see the phone lines are filling up. So hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
Thanks for listening to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. If you'd like to join our proud advertisers, please call Tom Morgan at Triple Crown Trading, 630-357-7707. Again, that's Tom Morgan at 630-357-7707. Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collections today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest-growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is May 4th. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event. Or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24-7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service, 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Can you grab the Black Mamba out of the glove compartment and put it on the dash?
What?
Never mind. I'll get it.
Seriously? A rubber snake?
Better safe than sorry, man.
You try hard to protect your car. Why not make sure your engine is also protected with a regular oil change with motor oil and filters from AutoZone? Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $22.99. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Ford is taking the EcoBoost Challenge all across America so everyone can test drive America's best-selling brand.
Oh, wow. Ford has really stepped up.
I definitely feel the EcoBoost.
They really kicked the competition's butt on this.
So come get behind the wheel and experience the new Ford lineup for yourself.
Awesome. I want to do it again and again and again.
Now put Ford on your list and get 0% financing for 72 months on a 2014 Focus or a 2014 Edge. Best-selling based on 2014 calendar year sales. Qualified buyers get 0% APR financing from Ford Credit. 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 5/4/15. See dealer for details. Hurry to your local Ford dealer for the EcoBoost Challenge and act fast to take advantage of interest-free financing for 6 years on a 2014 Focus or a 2014 Edge. Only at your local Ford dealer. Or see offers on localfordstores.com.
Stuck with a phone you don't want and a contract you don't need? Not at T-Mobile. We're breaking all the rules of wireless so you can break free.
The world is yours. Go and take it.
That's right. No annual service contracts, no gimmicks, and no limits. Now nothing's holding you back from the reinvented Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge for zero down. Don't get locked into another contract with your carrier. T-Mobile will set you free and pay every penny of your switching fees.
The world is yours. Go and take it.
Get ahead of the curve and get your hands on the Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge for zero down at T-Mobile today.
24 monthly payments of $32.49, total $779.76. If you cancel wireless service, remaining balance on phone becomes due. 0% APR on approved credit. Payoff with trade-in credit and Visa prepaid card. Eligible trade-in, new device purchase, qualifying credit and service required. May take up to 8 weeks. $15 SIM starter kit required. Deposit may apply. Card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Card expires. See a T-Mobile store for offer details.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can call us 312-332-3776. We'll try to give you an estimate of what your item might sell for in a current Huggins and Scott auction. If you call in, you can also, during the week, you can email Tom at tcrowntom.com with a question. If I use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. And you can tweet me items, which I look at these items during the show. And if you have a picture and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. This week, it's a box of 2015 Topps Heritage Baseball in an Upper Deck Series 2 hockey box. So it's a good prize package. And not only was yesterday a great day at T-Crown with all the everybody getting me all the birthday stuff and all the customers and all that stuff, it was a great sports day in Chicago. The Bulls looking so good. But like Joel, one of the T-Crown customers, said yesterday, can you imagine what the hype would have been on Chris Bryant if he had not struck out the first day? When we were talking about this, I think he had had like three walks and a double in his first four at bat.
Yep.
It would have been like, this guy's never going to make it out.
That's right.
So his cards took a little bit, maybe 10% decrease from when he hit the eighth homer in spring training till they announced he wasn't coming back. You know, he wasn't going to make the team right away. His stuff's big money, though.
Absolutely.
There's some really high price Chris Bryant stuff.
The atmosphere around Wrigley Field, watching the game, he's bringing something to the table you can't even put your finger on, but it's positive and it's good, and, you know, like to see how this all turns out this season.
The way they did it kind of put the microscope right on him. I mean, there's the other guys there. Soler's there. Soler's got at least as much power potential, maybe not as good all-around hitter, but nobody's even talking about him. It's all the microscope is on Bryant, and he had a really good game yesterday.
Absolutely, and your guy Castro had the game-winning hit. So
my fantasy team, which was in first until it took a bit of a beating this week, but boy, they fluctuate fast
in that
league.
They do.
Yeah, so I ended up with two Cubs on the team, and I'm happy. Soler and Castro.
Surprising for a White Sox fan that you got Cubs on your team, but that's a good thing.
It was a 12-player league. There had to be a lot of White Sox fans in that league because I put down in a round where I think I want to try to get a certain guy if it's a local guy, and they were always going two or three rounds ahead of where I thought, and the Cubs were there, so it must have been a heavy White Sox crowd.
Definitely.
Is the way I could see it anyway. Bill, I had stopping by T-Crown, it wasn't this week, last week, the cousin of Mo Williams stopped by. Mo Williams was a teammate. He's a really good NBA player, and he was a teammate of LeBron with the Cavs. And by the way, Mo is not a big fan of LeBron. But what would you think of Mo Williams' game-worn jersey? I guess he's got a couple of these. What would you think that would be worth?
Jeez, I don't know. I mean, I'd certainly run it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm figuring that's at least $500, you know.
Oh, sure.
If it could be proven from the finals, NBA finals, I think that's That's big. So, yeah, that was a neat item. He had some good stories about Mo. Sounds like a pretty cool guy, so that was interesting. We have Francis from the South Side is on the line. What do you have there, Francis?
I have a basketball that's autographed to my husband from Michael Jordan.
Oh, and it's personalized to your husband.
That's right.
That hurts the value a little bit on it, but I would think it's still going to be at least $400 or $500 in value. It always hurts when an item is personalized, because if my name's Tom and it's made out to Frank, it just doesn't look as good for display.
Although, who's your husband, Francis? I mean, who is he? Maybe it's more valuable.
Yeah, let's say your husband, Scottie Pippen.
That's right.
Unfortunately, no.
No, okay, but yeah, no. That's still anything signed like that of Jordan, and he probably got in person then also, correct?
Yes. My husband was the president of the Park District.
Oh.
And they were working with Michael Jordan on a program.
So
it was autographed to him on behalf of that program.
Well, I would think actually a president of a park district, that actually doesn't hurt as much then. That's kind of a cool story with it. So, yeah, very nice. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, next on the line we have Scott from Lockport. What's new, Scott? What do you have?
Hi, I have a Spalding ball from the 1930s. I think it's 33 or 34. Unfortunately, it has a lot of browning on it, so I'm not sure what it would be worth.
Is it signed by anybody?
If it was, the browning has...
It's faded. So the Babe Ruth signature's gone.
I wish.
Yeah. The ball itself would have some value, Bill. How much value do you think a 30s ball would have?
Well, Scott, if it has really toned badly over the years, the more it's toned, the less value it would probably have. But if you could still read the markings as to what type of a ball it was, it would still have a value in the $25 to $75 range.
And unfortunately, there's nobody really still around from then that you could even still get to sign it. Like if there was a big-name Hall of Famer that could sign it, that would be cool. But I don't think there's many left at this point, actually. Now, a Babe Ruth single-signed ball with a lot of toning, but if you could read the signature from the day, that would be some good money. How much does that affect the value? Let's use Babe Ruth as an example, Bill. Let's say you have a solid Ruth signature on a white ball compared to a solid Ruth signature on the sweet spot on a toned yellowing ball. Does it hurt it a lot?
Yeah, it does. The displayability of it is what a lot of people pay crazy money for. That several hundred thousand have been paid for Snow White balls with a 9 signature on it by Ruth, as opposed to a really nice readable signature on a kind of a faded or toned ball may only bring 15 or 20 thousand.
Yeah, which that's not bad. Yeah, but it does make a big difference. That's something. And the combo to hold up through the years and still be a bold signature with a white ball, there's just not that many around, which helps the old supply and demand.
Well, it would depend on how the person stored the ball and where they stored it over the last 70 to 80 years. If it was out and had air exposed to it, it's going to tone and fade naturally, as opposed to if it was in a sock in a drawer for 60 years, it wouldn't.
Yeah, and guys literally will do that. Sometimes things will be found in some old desk that they didn't even know was in there, and that's always nice when that happens. Okay, is the name Roach from Marquette Park? Is that correct? Coach Roach?
Yes, sir. Roach. R-O-A-C-H.
Okay.
Roach, Marquette Park.
What's
How
up?
Doing?
How are you?
I'm great. My mom's got a Ernie Banks and Barry Foote signatures on her program from a game she went to.
Barry Foote. Now, there's a blast from the past that you don't hear very often.
I never even heard of the guy.
Yeah,
he was pretty quick on his feet.
He was one of the Cubs in a long line of slow, not very good catchers. Barry Foote was one of them. So that, unfortunately, doesn't help the value. Ernie Banks by himself on a program would be better. Ideally, it would be let's see, Barry Foote never hit four home runs in a game. Okay, so it could be from that game. Maybe it was a historic, if the program was from an historic Ernie Banks game, that might help a little
now,
bit.
Now, would he enhance the value of that if he had somebody like George Mitterwald sign that too?
Yeah, I think they were the same guy.
They may have been.
That is it. And then you go back, there was Dick Bertel and Vic Rosnowski and all these guys, you know. It was like the same guy over and over and over again. All right, we've got Jim from Lake Bluff waiting on the line. Thanks for waiting, Jim. What do you have?
Hey, if I had an Ernie Banks Harry Chidi call.
Yeah, there you go.
Unfortunately. Two things. I've got a Western Open flag pin autographed by Payne Stewart.
Ooh, nice.
Actually, the year he passed away. And then secondly, I've got a baseball. I was fortunate enough to watch the Oklahoma State-UCLA quarterfinal game with John Wooden. And I had a baseball, and I had the score of the game, and he autographed the baseball.
Oh, so, I like that, too. If you listen in the past, I like getting baseballs. Like, I have a Derrick Rose signed baseball.
Love it.
I like getting
them.
Yeah, that's the great thing about collecting signed baseballs. You can get them of any celebrity. What do you think of those items, Bill?
I like both of them. I think the John Wooden thing is great. And, you know, depending on condition and display ability, both of those could be several hundred dollars a piece.
Now, would you take either or both of those in an auction? Would they be by themselves, or are those?
I'd want to see some pictures of them, but that's certainly possibly both of them, yes.
So if you are thinking of selling, you can call Bill Huggins during the week, 301-608-0355, and maybe send him a picture and talk to him, and you might be able to auction those.
All right, I'm going to hold on that Harry Chidi thing, though.
Okay, yeah. Harry Chidi we don't want, so that's good. You can hang on to that.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Harry Chidi, there's a name you don't hear every day either, but I'll tell you. Now, in the last Huggins and Scott, the April auction, the next one's in June, the April auction, this is a neat item. I don't think I've ever seen one of these, and you don't think of this being a real valuable item, but there was a Baltimore Orioles 1954 inaugural season pennant, $3,000 that went for.
Wow.
Yeah, that's big. I guess, now, being in that area, Bill, do you see those very often, or is that the first one you've even had in there?
Well, there are different versions of those early Oriole pennants. Some are much harder to get than others. This was one of the particularly tougher versions with the scroll and the names and all that, and the condition of it was very high grade. That is certainly, I believe, a world record for that pennant, though, that we sold.
Boy, that was something. Okay, waiting on the line now is...
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman Todd, the only caller who has his own intro in Chicago radio. What's up, Superman Todd?
Morning, guys. Happy birthday to both of you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
My sister, back in the day, worked for the Kane County Cougars, and she has a Miguel Cabrera game-used bat.
Whoa, now that's nice. A Cougars game-used bat?
Yes.
Okay, Bill, here's a question for you. This leads to
it. Was 18, so, I mean, that's, you know, quite a while ago.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, what would you say would be the value of a... Miguel Cabrera continues what he's doing, and this year... He's off to a start where...
Is it like 440 or something
like that? He barrels up everything. Yeah, this guy
absolutely.
Is the best hitter around.
Him and Billy
just for
Butler
hitting.
Are really having great starts.
Country breakfast. Yeah. Okay, Bill, the question is, a Hall of Fame great hitter, a bat from his minor league days game used, or a major league bat game used early in his career, which would you say is more valuable?
Yeah, I think it's going to have a lot more value for the major league, especially if he's a guy who played on one team in the Yankees or something. The minor league, well, it may be rarer, so are the amount of buyers for it.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. It's still a neat item, but like we say, great hitter, but it looks like the game used, I guess right now for him, people would want the Tigers bat, you know, would be, that would probably be... you know, that he was with what, Miami for a long time and with the Marlins. Yep. But
now, is there any difference if the game used bat was from his Triple Crown year versus just this year or last year?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
that big difference.
He did sign some bats that had that on there, that he would put that notation on there.
Oh, very cool.
Well, it's time for another short break here. We're on till 8. The number's 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a question about the value of your collectible. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Historic Autographs, the collector-driven company, is always looking to purchase your autograph collection and high-end singles autographs. Historic Autographs pays top dollar for all sports, historical, and non-sports autographs. Please email scott@historicautographcompany.com for a free assessment of your collection. Our representatives will travel to you if the collection warrants. Visit our website at historicautographcompany.com and inquire. We'll also buy vintage pre-war sports cards to be used in our original series. That's Historic Autographs. Company.com.
Huggins and Scott Auctions is now accepting premier sports and Americana items for their event of the year. Be part of the August 2015 Masterpiece Auction. Hundreds of highlight pieces on display, waiting for exceptional bids. The National Convention in Rosemont, Illinois, happens July 29th through August 2nd. If you have anything you think will fit into this high-end auction, please contact Huggins and Scott online at HugginsandScott.com or over the phone at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
Here's Mike Muller.
You've heard me say this before. My father once told me, if you have something good, you take good care of it. And at Muller Honda, we've lived by those words. And because of that, we have the most loyal following you can find anywhere. Because of our way of doing business, we are now blessed with a second Honda store, the all-new Muller Honda of Gurnee. Now with two locations, we're working twice as hard to earn your trust and your business.
Muller Honda in Highland Park on Skokie Valley Road, just north of Lake Hook Road. And now, the new Muller Honda in Gurnee on Grand Avenue, just minutes west of Gurnee Mills Mall. Two great Honda locations where you'll find 0.9% APR financing available, plus our best prices on a huge inventory of new and certified pre-owned Hondas.
Come visit us at Muller Honda of Highland Park or the new Muller Honda of Gurnee. And you know I was going to say it, you will not be disappointed.
What if you could make the perfect smartphone? Like you're a super engineer, so you create a phone that's beautifully designed with premium materials and transforms into a car. Well, except for the car thing, you're talking about the new Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge. It's been reinvented and even has these dual-edge displays that give you quick access to contacts, notifications, and more. So it looks like the Galaxy S6 Edge is pretty much the smartphone you would make if you could. But you don't have to, because we already did. For more information, visit samsung.com/GS6.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man said he recently informed his wife he's going to start waxing his chest. Only because the waxing place is right near Golfsmith and trade-in days are almost over. When you trade in your old clubs, you get a 50% bonus towards new ones. He's got a lot of clubs to trade in, so he's going to wax his chest, eyebrows, back, and, well, trade-in days at Golfsmith is in its final days, so hurry in. Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. You can call us 312-332-3776 with a question about the value of a collectible. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction, and we're giving away a box of Topps Heritage Baseball and an Upper Deck Series 2 hockey box to one caller, tweeter, or emailer. I got an email, actually, I didn't get this on last week, a couple weeks ago, from a listener, had a Mike Trout one-of-one tribute memorabilia card.
Nice.
Now, this isn't as good, because it's not like one of those bat knobs or bat barrel, those giant pieces, one-of-ones. That's probably over a grand for Trout. This was a couple little pieces from a tribute, and a similar one, I think it sold for $250, $300, something like that. When I saw the email, there were a few guys at T-Crown, and the estimates were $250 to $500, and I was thinking $300 to $400. So, obviously, a really good item. But the ideal ones, if you get the bat barrel piece where it has the guy's name from the bat or the bat knob.
Oh, that what we saw yesterday, the Jimmy Fox we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Right. Buzz had pulled that from Topps Museum, and then Joel yesterday actually got a Melky
Cabrera.
A little bit
of
difference. You kind of subtract the zero. One that Buzz has is probably worth $1,500 to $2,000. Yeah. The Melky, you know, maybe $300, somewhere in that range. That reminds me, the Jimmy Fox in the April Huggins and Scott auction, that Jimmy Fox single sign mini ball from his 1959 Galesburg, Illinois restaurant sold for $1,600.
Nice.
That's where I went to college in Galesburg, and I was saying I had wished he had been around when I went there. He had passed away, and it wasn't there, you know, by that time. But how cool would that have been to go down to, you're in college, and go down to the pub and talk to Jimmy Fox?
Oh, the stories you would have created.
Oh, my, the baseball stories.
Absolutely.
That would have been incredible. Like I said, I would have never left, which probably wouldn't have been good. Jason from Crown Point's on the line. What do you have there, Jason?
Yeah, I got all the old, from old Yankee Stadium, the Adidas wall padding that was in the outfield, and the, for the Japanese newspaper, the 4-foot sections and the GameChange.org signs, but it's all the wall padding that was in the outfield.
Now, how'd you come up with this?
I got them through Steiner Sports.
Really? Huh, have you ever seen those for sale, Bill?
No, I haven't. I mean, we've seen some banners that have flown over stadiums, Jason, and some other different parts of stadiums. I mean, I've even seen the men's room sign from other stadiums where they tried to sell those. But
I think the lantern has the urinal from Shea Stadium, if I remember right. But
Jason,
what was that?
What is this piece?
It's breaking.
How many do you have?
I have four. One piece is 7-foot by 4-foot, and the rest are 4x3s.
Wow.
Okay. Where do you have these things?
I got them sitting in the garage. I'm finishing the basement now.
Okay, yeah, that'd look cool if you could display them right on the walls in a like a bar room in your basement. But what'd you pay for those?
Up in the couple $1,000 range.
For the whole batch?
Yeah.
How long have you had them? Just since right when they closed the old stadium?
Yeah, I've had them for about 2 years now.
Okay. You think they still command that, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, are there any markings on them, Jason? Like, distance markings or any sort?
No, there's not any of those.
So it's more advertisements. I don't know. It's still neat. It's a piece of the old Yankee Stadium, but I don't know. It's not like you had a chunk with the ivy on the wall or something like that. I guess it's still neat, and you know, I guess he was willing to spend that on it. So I guess that's good. Chris on T Crown Tom, my Twitter ID, sent a picture of the first Sports Illustrated. Wants to know the value. Looks like about $100 to $150 they sell for. This one looks like in pretty nice shape, as long as it still has the fold-out inside with the cards also.
Who was on the cover of that first one, Tom?
That was Eddie Matthews.
Eddie
Beautiful
Matthews.
Cover. I have one at T-Crown that I'm only asking $85 because they had circled first issue on it. So that brings it down a little. I actually have a signed version of that at home of Eddie Matthews.
Very
which
nice.
I always really liked that cover. Real good-looking Sports Illustrated cover. I think they've made a big mistake by cheapening their covers, actually. I mean, to me, that was part of why you wanted to get the magazine. Right. They had a really neat cover, but not so much anymore.
So is it the digital age? Do you think some of the covers are more digital and they don't look as,
I think what's happened with newspapers and magazines is because of the internet, their circulations have gone so low. They're always looking for cost cutting and cheapening the paper and all that is part of the cost cutting, and it just... It to me, it ends up hurting it more, but whatever. Terry from Plainfield's on the line. What do you have, Terry?
Hey, good morning, guys. What I have is I think it's the second year. It's the second year, I think it was 85 for the USFL, the whole set. I ordered the whole set, and they're in the plastic covers right away, and so they're in really good shape. I think was it Jim Kelly and Steve Young?
Steve Young was in that one? Boy, some of those, Bill, in high grades can go for some pretty good bucks, don't they?
Oh, yeah. If you get them graded, you can get nines or tens, and a lot of those are high graded because they came in those tiny little boxes. They were never in packs with gum and wax and all that. So you can you get some high grades on those, Terry. You can have some home runs there.
Yeah, I would definitely, wouldn't you suggest that looking them over and really getting the, look up some of the pricing on some of the guys in high grades, and if you think you have high grades, get those guys graded. Why not? Here's Birk, B-I-R-K, from Twitter. Here's an interesting item he has, an Aaron Hernandez NFL football, COA included. Would the guilty verdict increase value? No, actually. He would have had to have been proven that he had nothing to do with it and be able to start playing again. To me, in 5 years, there's going to be no demand for that football at all. So I would say, you know, enjoy playing with it. To me, there's no value.
You may be down to 5 minutes instead of 5 years.
Yeah, right. That's really, there's nothing there as far as I would say on that one. Okay, waiting is Rich from West Dundee. What do you have, Rich?
I have two questions, Tom, one for you and one for Bill. And by the way, happy belated birthday. May you have many more.
Thank you.
There's a large sports memorabilia company in Wisconsin. They're selling the 1952 replica set of the Topps baseball cards. Is that worth any money?
The one in the blue box from...
It went $350.
They're selling it. I was going to say like $250, $300, somewhere in that range. If the box is still there, it's the blue box, that set? I'm not a big fan of replica sets. I just think they cause confusion in the market, and it's not typically something I would handle. But I can understand people liking them. What's your question for Bill?
Oh, Bill, you know, in 1960, when Ted Williams hit his 521st home run, he circled the bases, then he flipped the bird to the Fenway fans and went directly in the clubhouse. He gave the bat to Gene Conley, autographed it and gave the bat to Gene Conley. Gene Conley took it home, and he had it in his garage for 3 years. Then some neighborhood kid came by and says, "Hey, kid, you want a bat?" And he gave the bat to the kid. Do you know if that bat ever resurfaced in an auction?
I thought you were going to say you were that kid and you have it.
No,
I was all prepped for the story. I was prepped for the grand finale there.
In that book, Facing Ted Williams, and his wife said, "You big dummy, Gene, you gave away thousands of dollars."
Have you seen that bat, Bill?
I don't think I've seen it surface, but no.
So the kid must have destroyed it or hit stones with it.
Yeah, if it could ever be proven that it was that bad, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's weird. We were just talking about that at T-Crown yesterday. I don't know how it got brought up, but how Ted Williams just ran off the field last home run. The game wasn't even over yet, but it was over for him, and that was it. He was done.
Didn't tip his cap, which he regretted in later years. He wished he would have.
Right. I read that. I read a book about Ted Williams. Right. Ted Williams lived a life that John Wayne would play in the movies.
Wow.
The things that he did, like his squad commander in Korea was John Glenn.
Wow.
You know, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And then he was an expert fisherman after he retired from baseball. The guy was an incredible talent.
Him and Bobby Knight did a lot of fishing together in
later years. I guess they did.
Yeah, they were very close.
I'm sure there was a lot of bleeps in their conversation.
That darn fish got away again, you know?
Gosh, golly gee.
Yeah, right.
Here's some other items from the April Huggins and Scott auction. It's not always sports. It's not only sports that goes in there. Here's a 1977 Topps Star Wars Series 1 unopened 36-pack box, $1,600 for that thing. Isn't it incredible what some of the unopened material from the 70s and older is doing price-wise, Bill?
Oh, yeah, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that the guys who were around and they were 10 years old at that time, they're now getting to the point where they have disposable income. So this was their childhood.
Right. Yeah. And boy, the values are just there's more guys that want that memory than there are those boxes out there. I mean, there weren't many kids that would put the boxes away. I mean, think about it. You got the money, you'd open some packs.
You interacted with them. You put them in team sets, and you just kind of, you know, traded with your friends.
Played with them, put them on the spokes, whatever. But
yes, you know, Tom, I got Steve with me, Americana Steve.
Oh, he's there? Okay.
And he just mentioned the fact that Star Wars box took off probably because of the new movie coming out.
Well, yeah, you know, that doesn't hurt, actually, when that brings back the memory and then people start looking back. Yep. Tell Americana Steve we've got... Remember, I don't know if I was talking about this on the show, but one of the T-Crown customers who actually has consigned a couple things to Huggins, turns out he's got these old trains from the 40s and 50s. Well, Bill, he's going to be... He called me Friday. I gave him two big boxes. He filled those, needed one more box. Wow. He's got three really big boxes filled with trains that he said are all in their original boxes. Each thing that he has, I think everything except the track, is in its original boxes. So it'll be interesting to see when... You guys get that, what Americana Steve does with it as far as grouping it or however. I don't know if it goes all in one lot or whatever. But tell Americana Steve the trains are coming.
Hey, we're looking. Hi, Tom. It's Steve. We're looking forward to getting those. Anytime you have those Lionel trains or anything from that era and they're in their original boxes, you got a good shot at $1,000 per set in the rare ones. A lot more.
Yeah, it should be really interesting. Now, real quick, we've got callers waiting, and we're getting towards the end, but is there something that jumps to mind, Americana-type, non-sport-type items that have really gotten hot recently?
Sure, the comic books.
Comic books, really?
Superhero comic books. This movie phenomenon, with all these blockbuster movies, they're putting out six a year, both Marvel and DC, and even some independent people, and now they're showing up on Netflix. They have the Daredevil show, and the television shows with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Flash and the Green Arrow. That whole phenomenon is just driving comic books crazy.
And really more going back, what, 60s and older and first issues in good shape, or is there a time frame?
We broke down a collection from the 70s that was in storage for 40 years, and the prices were astounding.
Wow.
Because these were pristine, unread, multiple copies of the number one issues from 1976, 77, which is 1977 was when the first Star Wars comic book came out.
Wow, okay. Well, check your attics, people.
Check the floorboards, everything.
Yeah, you never know. So conditions, just like cards, though, really key, huh, Steve?
Absolutely, absolutely. Nice, flat, clean covers without creases. Are worth grading, and you know, anything from before 1985 really has a shot at being valuable.
Beautiful. Rob from Montgomery, we're going to have to be quick here, Rob. We got callers waiting, and time's running out. What do you have, Rob?
All right, I got an autographed home Dennis Rodman jersey that he came from the 1996 finals.
Oh, it was one that he threw to the crowd?
No, actually, I won it in a raffle, and I met on a day that they had practice at the UC, and he gave it to me on that day.
Okay, so it was a game-worn jersey, though.
Yeah, according to him. He told me it was.
Okay, well, Bill Huggins, game-worn Rodman finals jersey as a Bull?
Oh, if you could photo match her, then the tags are all right on that, Rob. It's several thousand dollars.
And Bill Huggins would be happy to auction it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, contact Bill during the week if you think you want to do it. Paul from Roselle's on the line. Real quick, Paul, what do you have?
Yes, good morning. I have a 1992 Chicago Bulls NBA World Champions Spalding official game ball, number 142 of 300 made.
Okay, and signed?
Not signed.
Okay, what I would do is get the whole team to sign that. It's a chore if you can do it. That would be awesome. You're probably looking a couple grand. No one signed on it, Bill. Still a little bit of value there, right? I mean, it's a good ball.
If they did a limited edition of them, yes, it would have some value, except maybe a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah. Jeff from Naperville. What do you have, Jeff? Last call of the day, quickly.
have a Nolan Ryan and Jerry Kuzman rookie card.
Beautiful. How good a condition?
It's really good. I can't, you know, I don't know if it's excellent, but...
if it's really sharp, good. You got to get that baby graded, because if you could somehow get a 9 or better, you're talking big money. If it's more like a 5 or 6, still probably a few $100. Great card. And we're already at the end of another show. Gosh
this
darn
week's,
it.
This week's winner, Superman Todd. So email
Superman
me, Superman Todd. Vincent
oh
at RCDelivery.com. I'll get back to you.
I'm pretty sure you'll hear from
I
Superman
think so.
Todd.
I knew today was the day.
Yeah. So Vincent at ERCDelivery.com. I want to thank one more time Bill Huggins, Vince Clementi, and all my T-Crown customers, my sons, for conniving together to get me that Pete Maravich thing yesterday. Absolutely awesome.
You mean a lot to a lot of people, Todd.
It was a great day as far as fun, then, just with all the splits and all the breaks and all that stuff at T-Crown yesterday. Triple Crown in Naperville. And don't forget now, the June auction, Huggins and Scott, is coming up. Can people still get stuff in, Bill?
Oh, yeah. We've still got several weeks for consignment deadline. So if anybody has anything, call me during the week.
Very good.
08-0355.
Okay, have a great week.